Good morning. It's Saturday, July 18th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, wildfire smoke has ignited a new political dispute between the United States and Canada. President Donald Trump threatened fresh tariffs on Canada, accusing Ottawa of willful negligence after smoke from hundreds of Canadian wildfires spread across much of the northern U.S., triggering hazardous air quality alerts. Trump said he would demand an explanation from Prime Minister Mark Carney, while Canadian officials rejected the criticism, pointing to billions invested in wildfire prevention and decades of cross-border firefighting cooperation. Scientists say the fires have been fueled by extreme heat, drought, and climate change, and stress that smoke does not respect national borders. With nearly 900 active fires burning, both countries remain focused on protecting communities as the crisis continues. Another news. New details have emerged about the Trump administration's efforts to reshape federal election oversight. Reuters reports that White House officials spent more than a year examining the Election Assistance Commission before President Trump dismissed its commissioners last week. Internal documents show officials questioned the agency's handling of the 2020 election and explored potential replacements, including figures aligned with Trump's election agenda. The commission helps certify voting systems used by states, but does not run elections directly. Republicans say stronger oversight is needed to improve election security, while Democrats argue the moves risk undermining confidence and limiting voter access. Any new commissioners nominated by the president will require Senate confirmation. Around the world, the conflict between the United States and Iran has entered its seventh consecutive day of renewed fighting. Overnight, U.S. Central Command said it struck Iranian military logistics sites, surveillance facilities, and maritime targets, while Iran responded with attacks on U.S.-linked facilities in Kuwait and Jordan, and renewed pressure on shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. Both sides accused each other of threatening commercial vessels, adding fresh uncertainty to one of the world's most important energy routes. The United Nations expressed concern over attacks on civilian infrastructure, while oil prices climbed to their highest level in more than a month. Diplomatic efforts remain stalled as fears grow that the conflict could widen further. Another news. Venice is preparing for demonstrations as U.S. Ambassador to Italy Tilman Fertitta arrives aboard his superyacht ahead of one of the city's biggest annual festivals. Fertitta's visit is part of a nationwide tour marking the 250th anniversary of U.S. independence, but activists plan to protest what they describe as the Trump administration's foreign policies and the growing use of Venice for high-profile events. Authorities have tightened security as the demonstrations coincide with the historic Festa del Redentore, which attracts thousands of visitors each year. Organizers say their protest is also about protecting Venice from over-tourism, while city officials aim to balance public safety with one of Italy's most celebrated cultural traditions. Another news. Public frustration is growing in Ukraine following a major government reshuffle. Thousands of people gathered in Kyiv for a second straight day to protest President Volodymyr Zelensky's decision to dismiss Defense Minister Mykhailo Fedorov, who had become widely respected for promoting military modernization and drone technology. Fedorov, who served just 6 months in the role, criticized military leadership after his removal, while Zelensky acknowledged tensions within the wartime government and called for unity. Protesters carried Ukrainian flags and signs supporting the former minister, arguing his reforms strengthened the country's defense. The leadership change comes at a critical stage in the war, with Russian attacks continuing and Ukraine facing mounting battlefield challenges. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.